The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. At their own Far Out event that took place last night, Apple released their latest line of anticipated products. And among them is the new 14th generation model of the iPhone. Versions of the phone include the capabilities of emergency messages being sent through satellite and a range of other improvements, including cameras and all the rest of it. So for the very latest on the iPhone and all their products, I'm joined by Simon Hunt, who is technology correspondent with the Evening Standard. What are the best features? What are the notable elements of the new phone, Simon?
Well, I mean, I think it probably looks quite familiar to people who are used to having an iPhone. But in terms of the features, probably the biggest change this year relative to previous years is this new satellite feature, where if you're in an emergency situation where you don't have access to a phone signal, the phone can now connect via satellite to the emergency services and contact them on your behalf, which is probably not something that I heard people crying out for in terms of a new feature. But and certainly if you live in a city, not having access to phone signal isn't something you're worried about. But if you're an adventurer, if you're someone who likes exploring or mountain climbing or whatever, maybe this is something that will interest you.
Is it going to be available across Europe, or is it just a US invention?
So I understand that it's going to be more than that. I think it will sort of depend country by country what it can achieve. But I mean, this is definitely pivoted at people who maybe live outside cities or who enjoy spending their time outside cities doing outdoor activities.
And with the release of the 14th gen iPhone, how does Apple stack up now to their Android competitors, in hardware terms, particularly Galaxy?
Well, I think that the satellite feature is certainly something that isn't common in the industry just yet. I'm aware that other providers are looking at building technology like that. But I think certainly what they're not trying to do in terms of competing with people like Samsung or Google is competing on price. They haven't launched a iPhone mini in the way they have done in previous years, which is usually the cheaper option. So they're definitely trying to position themselves in the more premium end of the market.
They've also released new iPod Pros or rather new AirPod Pros and new Apple Watches. What are the highlights among them?
I suppose the AirPod Pros mainly promises sort of longer battery life and improved audio quality, but I think the main thing about the new Apple Watch is again sort of trying to pitch towards adventurers and explorers with sort of promising longer battery life, more sort of functionality in terms of monitoring your health, and also the ability to be more water resistant as well.
And what are the prices looking like for the AirPods, for the phone, and for the watch?
So I think that the watch is certainly a lot more expensive than it has been in previous years. It's looking at something around the sort of 1,000 euro mark. The new iPhone 14 will look just over 1,000 euro, and then the Plus will come in at about 1,200. So they've kept the prices relatively similar to where they were a year ago, and that probably means that Apple themselves have absorbed some of the higher production costs and haven't passed that on to the consumer. But at the same time, as they say, they haven't had this sort of cheaper iPhone mini option, which would be the more affordable option traditionally.
And do you expect that consumers will be willing to fork out 300 quid for a set of headphones, 1,000 quid for a watch?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, certainly for those who are heavily invested in the kind of Apple brand, maybe this is just an upgrade like any other one. But I think for a lot of people who are concerned about cost of living expenses and things like that, they will have to think twice about whether they'll fork out a grand for a new phone. And many people will either maybe wait another year until they feel like they have a better control over their own budget and spending before they upgrade, or they might look at switching over to an Android model instead. I think if Apple had done an iPhone mini version this year, you might get more people trade down to that, but they've obviously decided that's not for them.
From a layman's perspective, Simon, it seems a long time since Apple at any of these launches brought out a product where they said this new thing will redefine the market or will redefine how you interact with technology. Have they become much more iterative and much less innovative than they used to be?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. I can remember years ago there seemed to be a lot of hype every time a new iPhone came out and everyone wanted to sort of discuss it and examine its new features and whatnot. But Yeah, certainly. I think that the improvements each year are marginal. You know, they mainly talk about things like the battery life being slightly longer, a few more megapixels on the camera, that sort of thing. So, but maybe Apple sort of reached the point where they think they've built their sort of ideal version of a phone, and now it's just about tweaking it at the sides.
And presumably, to some extent, they bet on people wanting to stay within the Apple universe. So if you've got the Mac, you've got the phone, you're likely to buy their variant of the smartwatch because it communicates nicely with all of the other products, and they keep you within the family.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, certainly a lot of people by now are very heavily invested in that family. I mean, particularly if you've had an iPhone for a number of years, you've probably also spent several hundred quid invest in all the apps and subscriptions and things that come with it, which would actually mean quite a lot of expense if you want to switch over. So they're hoping that there is a kind of stickiness associated with the Apple brand now that means people will continue their upgrades despite the price tag.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Hunt, who is technology correspondent with the Evening Standard.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.